I get sports now with Mike Kazi. Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this fine Friday morning?
I'm good.
That's good to know. Well, there's one thing I want you to know here. Are you still standing by your thing that that he's not going to make, Tiger Woods is not going to make the cut?
He's not going to win.
Well, you said he
got a better possibility of not making the cut than winning.
You said he wasn't going to make the cut yesterday.
Yeah, he's still not going to make the cut. I expect him to defecate in the bed today.
All right. Well, he's well under the cut line. He'd really have to. He'd have to basically just not.
Yeah,
complete.
After he shoots a 79 today, he'll go home.
Believe it or not, that would probably make the cut line. So you. You're in
what's
trouble.
Did they lower the cut?
Well, right now the cut line is. Hang on a second here. I think it's like a plus three or something. So he'd have to,
he's got to shoot five over today to go home. Yeah. That's possible.
I don't think so. So, anyways, we'll see what happens.
Sure it is.
We'll see what happens. But he's in the mix. He's in the mix.
Yeah. Yep. And the Tampa Bay Rays are in first place today.
Hey, forget about the Tampa Bay Rays. Let's talk about the Nets.
The Nets. Wow, what happened with them?
Well, what a turnaround. I mean, we've been talking about them all year.
They made the playoffs.
Yeah, they made the playoffs, and congratulations to them. They're always the sports stepchild to the Knicks, and there's no reason they should be.
They could win the championship this year, and they'll still be the stepchild to the Knicks. That's the way the media is.
That's too bad. You don't mind getting on the bandwagon when a team gets hot, but none of the media in New York really is on the bandwagon for the Nets, and that's too bad. That's too bad.
Or the Islanders.
Yeah.
The Islanders. Yeah. And I think didn't the Islanders play that game at home on Long Island the other night?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Because I didn't see that big void near the back of the net like they have when they play in Brooklyn. And you know what? The crowd loved it. The crowd from the very drop of the puck was into the game. They don't belong in Brooklyn. They should have never went there, and I hope they stay in Long Island.
Well, they fixed up the Coliseum really nice.
Yep. Well, you know, the NHL was crying it's too small. So we'll see what happens with that. But if you fill up the building with 14,000,
it's not
too
small.
If you have it one quarter empty with a $20,000 barn, isn't it the same amount of people? So shouldn't you have the smaller venue where it looks like it's full and it is full?
That's what used to happen with the Whalers. And the Whalers used to get 14,000 people a game, all right? NHL said, you want to stay in the league, you got to expand it too. I think it was, they had to add like another 4,000 or 5,000 seats. So they did that, right? So the minute they did that, what did the guy do? He turned around, took the team, moved it to Carolina.
Yep, because they got a brand new arena down there.
Unbelievable. That's sports. Now there's sports for you. That's the business of sports.
Well, yeah, just look at how many football teams move around.
Yeah.
How many times did the Raiders move already? About 20?
Yeah, and now they're staying where they are until their stadium's built.
Yeah. I hope they're building it.
If I was the tenant at Oakland Coliseum, I would have tripled their rent.
Exactly. I'd raise the rent.
I would have tripled their rent.
We put in green panels, so now you got to pay triple.
You want to play here? You're leaving us and you want to play here? Guess what? Your new lease is triple the amount.
I would do it.
Well, anyways, that's you and
I. Make them feel the pain.
That's right.
Like Tiger's going to feel.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Brian and I were conversing whether you were going to stick with that this morning, whether he would make the cut or not. We were conversing.
Yeah, well, it's just like, if he makes the cut, he won't win. That's all right. As long as he don't win, I don't care.
All right. Hey, do we have any racing to talk about?
Yeah, but we got more sports. Mets won again last night. They beat Atlanta 6-3. And they're playing, they're playing decent. Nobody was expecting much out of the Mets. And if you look, they're in first place this morning. And they have a 6-1 record away from home, which is important. So the Mets, they're going to be somewhere in this mix. The Phillies, the Braves, the Nationals, there's not a lot of difference between those teams and the Mets. And if you look at those teams and the Mets, if their strength performs, which is their pitching, they got a good chance to win the East because the East, there's not one team in there that's much better than the other. And the separator will be the arms, and the Mets have the arms. So if their trio of starters live up to standards, they'll be there when the dust is clearing.
All right. Now do you want to go to racing?
Yeah, sure. A couple places we're going to go this weekend. We'll start out in Arkansas at Oak Lawn Park. Ninth race is the Oak Lawn Handicap. Draws a field of 9. These horses have been running against each other pretty much all winter long, so why change things? Rated R Superstar put in a big performance, and we used them last time at 14-1. I'm going to use this horse again this time at 8-1. So we're going to go with the 9-horse Rated R Superstar. And when horses keep running against each other, you got to use strangers. And there's a couple of strangers in here that I'm going to use. One is going to be the 7-horse Quip. This horse came off of a 9-month layoff to run in the Grade 3 Hal's Hope. Ran a very even race, was short, as to be expected in that race. Has a couple of decent works coming into this race from Payson Park. And this horse is going to go somewhere near the lead, and there doesn't look like a whole lot of speed in here this time. So I think Quip's going to be around when the dust settles at the end of this race. Like I said, Rated R Superstar is going to be a victim of the pace. I expect him to run a big race, but I don't think he's going to win it this time. But I think he's a must-use in the try. And the other horse I'm going to use is another stranger. This horse had one race since running in the Travers. That's the 1/10-fold, trained by Steve Asmussen. Gets blinkers on this time, expected to show a little bit more speed. So I think it could be a 2-speed number in here with the 1/10-fold and the 7 Quip. And Rated R doing his usual late run, maybe to hit third. And depending on the odds at post time, I'm going to go with the higher price between Quip and Tenfold. But those are the 2 horses I'd like to win in the Oak Lawn Handicap with Rated R Superstar rounding out the try. Moving on to the big race of the day, which is the 11th at Oak Lawn. It's the Arkansas Derby. It's a Grade 1. It draws a field of 11 horses in here. Again, a lot of these horses have been dueling with each other, and I'm going to look at a couple of horses here. The one that I'm going to use again that beat them all last time, that's the 11-horse, Long Range Toddy, and we had this horse right on top in the Rebel. Since that race in March, it's come back with a bullet work on April 1st, a little maintenance workout last weekend on April 8th. Don't even pay attention to that one. There's a good amount of speed in this race, and a lot of these horses that show speed as 3-year-olds this year, they've been staggering coming home. So I'm going to use definitely Long Range Toddy again in this race. And the horse that I think can upset the apple cart is going to be the 8 Country House. This horse ran pretty good breaking his maiden, went right from the maiden to the Risen Star down in the fairgrounds, came back after that to run in the Louisiana Derby. Didn't get the best of starts or trips. Gets a big jockey change to Jose Rosario, who's been riding lights out, whether he's riding in California or in Kentucky. He goes to Oak Lawn to ride this horse tomorrow, and I think at 12-1, this horse is a very live play. So 2 horses I like in the Arkansas Derby is the 11 Long Range Toddy, and I like the 8 Country House on top. One more 3-year-old race that matters tomorrow is going to be at Kentucky and Keeneland, and it's the Lexington Grade 3. A couple of these horses probably might be winding up in the Derby. They get enough points if they win this race to make it. And 2 horses I'm looking at, one is the 8 horse, Owendale. This horse just ran pretty good down at Fairgrounds, then came out in the Risen Star and just got a terrible trip. 4 wide, 6 wide. Got a Magical Mystery Tour ride by Sean Bridgmahan that day. Gets a jockey change to Florent Giroux, who's been riding pretty good at Keeneland since it opened last week. 12-1, I think this horse is a must-use, especially if you look down at the bottom. Since that debacle in the Risen Star, this horse has been training very, very well for Brad Cox. And at 12-1 is a very attractive play. But my top pick is going to be the 5, Harvey Wallbanger, who went from a maiden special to the Holy Bull, won the Holy Bull at 29-1, ran in the Florida Derby. Nobody ran in the Florida Derby. I think this horse may have bounced a little bit. I give this horse every chance to win this race at 7-2 on Saturday, and that horse will be my top pick in the Lexington. So the 9th race at Keeneland goes off tomorrow at 5:30. Top pick will be the 5, Harvey Wallbanger, and my exact play will be with the 8, Owendale, at 12-1. So tomorrow will be the last of the preps for the Kentucky Derby. You'll know who's in it after tomorrow, and then after that, get the anniversaries, the birthdays, and everything else, and just start lining up those numbers.